I'm Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. It was another big week for listening last week. Thank you very much. Did you see New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio showed up in a Nets jersey? Jimmy Fallon said, right now, Jay-Z is like, thank God I sold my piece of the Nets. Jimmy Fallon said, got the classic basketball fan outfit, hat, jersey, and a blue button down over the jersey. Fallon again, he looks like a guy who sits court size and can't get any high fives from the players. Kimmel, I think the only explanation for this is it was done as a joke by his staff, who hates him very much. Mayor de Blasio, not the most popular mayor in the time that I've lived in New York City. You know who was? Rudy Giuliani. Sometimes things change over time, huh? Hey, Dave Chappelle is being hailed as a hero of New York City comedy after flying home from Ohio to do a series of shows to, quote, put the spotlight on live shows and say comedy is back, baby. This from the New York Post. They say Dave Chappelle did two nights at the Stand in Union Square. Interesting choice of clubs to do it at the Stand. Sharing the stage with Chris Rock for half an hour on Tuesday. Rounding out the stellar lineup were Michelle Wolf and Trevor Noah. Great set. Owner Paolo Italia told Page Six, I know Dave wanted to come back to New York and put the spotlight on live shows and say comedy is back, baby. He wanted to be part of that moment. I think what he did was great, not just for our club, but for all of comedy. He truly does care. We need people to come back into the clubs and see the shows. Everyone, music, Broadway, everything. An attendee tells Page Six, Chappelle was, quote, hilarious, and had a back and forth with Rudy Giuliani's son, Andrew, who was in the crowd after announcing his bid for New York governor. The source says Chappelle asked Andrew Giuliani what he did, and he told him, I'm saving New York State. It was unclear if Chappelle knew who Andrew Giuliani was. Also at the crowd, Questlove, DJ D-Nice, and Donnell Rawlings. Chappelle and Rock also did sets at the Stand back in April when comedy clubs were first allowed to open their doors. With the passing of Paul Mooney, people are resurfacing his bits. This from the LA Times. People are discovering or rediscovering a famous SNL sketch penned by Paul Mooney and starred host Richard Pryor as an applicant who puts a potential employer, played by Chevy Chase, in his place while fielding a barrage of racial slurs as part of word association. Mooney said of that sketch, it's like an H-bomb that Richard and I toss into America's consciousness. All that stuff going on behind closed doors is now in the open. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. The N-word as a weapon turned back against those who use it has been born on national TV. John Krasinski, you know him. He's Jim from The Office. He's Jack Ryan. And he's the star of A Quiet Place Part 2. He was on with Stephen Colbert and gave a lot of credit to Office creator Greg Daniels. John said, it was like 3 weeks into shooting The Office. I was so nervous for the scene. And Greg Daniels was like, can I ask you a question? Are you okay? John said, yeah, this is my favorite joke in the script, and I want to make sure I deliver it really funny. The advice from Greg Daniels was, don't deliver anything funny. Deliver it and let people decide whether it's funny or not. You just do the character, and if they fall in love with you, they'll go on any ride. Krasinski said, I literally thought of him when they said direct a horror movie, so instead I just did a family drama and Trojan horsed it as a horror movie because I thought you'd be more scared if you fall in love with the characters. He likes working with his wife, Emily Blunt, saying, the truth is, I think she's the most talented actress we have. She's just the most unbelievably talented person, but also more than acting, she's an incredible person to have on set. Later on, Colbert asked Krasinski 13 questions in the Colbert questionnaire segment. He asked what items he owns that should be one that he throws out, what he thinks the best sandwich is, and what he considers to be the scariest animal, his favorite action film, and more. I don't have those answers. I could answer my own. Let's see, the one item I own that I should throw out. I just got rid of my 1992 Civic. Does that count or do I have to start again? Mickey Mouse shirt with all the holes in it? But I like it. The best sandwich, I don't know what John Krasinski said, I will go with roast beef and provolone. How's that? Scariest animal, shark, no doubt. If you were alive when Jaws came out, that is in your brain forever. Just sharks, no. Favorite action film, so define favorite action film. Like, can I say the original, The Fast and the Furious? Is that an action film, or do I have to get, like, actionier and say something like Total Recall? That's an action film. Pretty good film. Have you seen that recently? Colbert challenged Krasinski to arm wrestle and a staring contest. I would lose both of those for sure. Krasinski won, leaving Stephen Colbert to point out Krasinski looked unfazed, whereas Colbert was exhausted. This next one puzzles me. NBC has announced the Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 8 premiere date. It will debut on Thursday, August 12th, and air two back-to-back episodes at 8 and 8:30. The season will continue to air in both time slots every Thursday. There are only 10 episodes. Why are you burning these off in 5 weeks? Why are you not making a big deal victory lap dance for Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Now, I was very late to the Brooklyn Nine-Nine party, but it is a great show. I like it. The wife likes it. If you're looking for something to watch, you should watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. After Nine-Nine completes its season in late September, NBC will kick off a fall schedule with zero new and zero returning comedies. Think about that. NBC, zero comedies. It's the first time NBC has been without autumn laughs in primetime, as Vulture put it, since the dawn of the sitcom in the 1950s. Somewhere Bob Hope is rolling over in his grave. NBC isn't getting out of the comedy business. During a press briefing, execs noted the network had renewed three new comedies for second seasons and ordered two more, and all five will return in early 2022 as part of a planned comedy block on two nights. Plus, there's that whole Peacock thing. They keep taking shows and pretending they care about them, like AP Bio, and putting them over on Peacock. If they actually cared, I think they'd be on NBC. I don't know. Meanwhile, via Deadline, ABC chief Craig Urwich is sticking with live-action comedy in the fall. He says, I think it's an incredible opportunity. I agree with you. I mean, otherwise this podcast turns into me going, yeah, there's no comedy. I have nothing to tell you. See you tomorrow. But I'll get some commercials in the meantime. Don't worry about that. ABC is bucking the trend, sticking with its signature two-hour Wednesday block of family comedies. It features 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. anchors The Goldbergs and The Conners, joined by the upcoming Wonder Years reboot and returning freshman Home Economics. Craig says, if you look at the history of ABC, it has continually innovated the family comedy genre with Roseanne, TGIF, Modern Family, The Conners, Blackish, just to name a few. It's part of who we are. If you like sitcoms, for this upcoming weekend, Rolling Stone did a list of the top 100 sitcoms of all time. I broke that apart into five episodes. Now, the reason I'm doing that, my son's graduating. I want to go to his graduation and not spend the day in the basement recording. It's Memorial Day weekend, so there'll be no news. So I just thought this would be a good way to stretch out the holiday weekend. So I will start that on Friday, and it will continue to Tuesday. And you can chime in on the Instagram and let me know if you like their list or not. Do I like their list? You'll have to listen and find out. Speaking of sitcoms, Last Man Standing ended its run last Thursday. 9 seasons and 194 episodes? MASH only had 255 episodes. 194 episodes of Last Man Standing? Now, I know it exists, so it's not like it's Bob's Burgers, but even though it exists, have you ever watched Last Man Standing? Have you met everyone who's met Last Man Standing? I know it exists. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy, but I don't know who watched it. Was it you? In the final two episodes, spoilers, Baxter Boot Camp and Keep on Trucking, the Baxter family reminisces on some of their good times while camping in the backyard, but then they gather again after Tim Allen's character Mike Baxter, his beloved green 1956 Ford F-100 is stolen, and as Mike asks family and friends to one by one pay tribute to the truck, it's clear what they're really doing is saying farewell to the show. Tim Allen said, I adored this show, this cast, this crew. I never had a bad day on set, and it is an old hat. Of course, all the actors are still alive, and we can still see each other whenever we want, but I haven't fully recovered from how much I adored that world we created. Wow, 9 seasons of Last Man Standing plus whatever Tool Time was. Tim Allen's got money in the bank. He's not going to need to work. On the show, the truck is stolen right after Mike manages to get the original bill of sale, which was the last thing to make his restoration of the vehicle, which had been a presence on the show from the very beginning, complete. One of the producers says it was perfect. There was nothing left for him to do. And then at some point, somebody takes it. It was like, first we got it back, but then the word comes through that it's gone. It's been disassembled, chop shop. It doesn't exist. And then they have to go through the process of what that means. And while you watch Mike think he's going to fall apart once this word comes through, it's actually kind of interesting that his wife, played by Nancy Travis, does. She winds up having this reaction to that as Mike has peace with it because of how much it meant to her as well. You know, I wonder what happened to my 1992 Honda Civic that I gave away a few weeks ago. Yeah, you hear me stumbling. It's horrifying. I can't even say it. Tim Allen said he found it difficult to shoot those final scenes, even as other parts of the set were being torn down. It was horrific for me. I loved that set. All of a sudden, you look around, Ed's office is gone because they got to do it at 6 in the afternoon. They put it on a van and carry it off wherever it goes. Support for Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champion of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They just launched their fourth-generation trimmer. It's called the Lawnmower 4.0. And I have one. Yeah, you heard that right. The Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. I'll give it to you again at the end if you want to grab a pen. The offer is 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code DCN. You go to manscaped.com. The promo code is DCN, as in Daily Comedy News. Imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. I am one of the first people to try the 4.0. It's awesome. So, you know, you go to use this thing and you're like, let me be careful here. No, it's like totally comfortable. You're like, nope, this is going to be fine. Did my thing, cleaned up. I've been humble brag running lately this time of year with the running. I like to keep everything clean. Got the Lawnmower 4.0 out, cleaned stuff up, went for a run. Feeling good. Plus, when you're trimming, you don't want to overdo it, because then you got to explain to your wife like what went on, or like if you make a mistake or something. Like, so, you know, keep it neat. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. The fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology, so you can feel confident shaving the boys. The upgraded trimmer includes a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Keep it bright. The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. Did I mention wireless charging? Yeah, the new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you've been cleaning up and using the same trimmer on your face, you're doing it wrong. Nobody wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, right? Enhance your confidence with some smoothness. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code DCN, as in Daily Comedy News. Again, go to manscaped.com, your promo code DCN. You get 20% off plus free shipping. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DCN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code DCN. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. All right. Last week, you were asked to choose for Comedy's Top Dog. Your choices were, you were either going to watch the film Jack and Jill by Adam Sandler, or watch Uncut Gems by Adam Sandler, or I gave you a third choice, which was I Just Punch You in the Face. Guess which one of those won? That's right. I Punch You in the Face won. I guess people don't like Adam Sandler movies. This week, Top Dog takes a break because the holiday weekend's coming up, so we'll give it a two-week break, and then we'll jump back into it. Speaking of Adam Sandler, he was spotted playing recreation basketball at a park in Roslyn, Long Island. YouTuber Robbie Whitehorn, who lives in Huntington, Long Island, a very nice town, by the way, he posted 44 seconds of footage to his Instagram. It shows Adam Sandler wearing a pink T-shirt playing a pickup basketball game at Christopher Morley Park in Roslyn. Speaking of Sandler and his attire, he makes me look like James Bond circa 1963, like the good, young, super, super, super handsome Sean Connery. That's what Adam Sandler makes me look like. And right now I'm wearing a Jimmy Buffett T-shirt and a Mets cap. That's how bad Adam Sandler dresses. Whitehorn said Adam Sandler walked in very low key, and one of the people I was playing with said, "That's Adam Sandler on the other end of the court." I noticed the pink polo shirt with the baggy shorts, and I wasn't sure it was him, but he turned his head and I saw his face and I knew immediately. Sandler's team won a half court game, and then they played another team full court, but we don't know the result of that game. If anyone knows, hit me up on Instagram at Daily Common News. Would love to know. Did Sandler win full court? Who knows? Whitehorn told Inside Edition on Tuesday, because apparently they had nothing to cover, he's hoping to use the viral interest to convince Adam Sandler to appear in a charity basketball game. Sandler, you do that. I will play in that game and take you on. And I suck at basketball. And I will dress better than you. Whitehorn said, "Mr. Sandler, if you're even seeing this, so many people pulled up around the park to see you, so I think it would be awesome if you had any free time at all to do a charity basketball game on Long Island. I would love to help him put that together, because obviously he has done a lot of charity, and I'll take care of it. Just let me know. If you ever want to do that, I'm here for it." This sighting comes less than a month after Adam Sandler was spotted at an IHOP in Manhasset. Adam Sandler spending a lot of time on Long Island, but not in the Hamptons. He's bouncing around Nassau County, which is the county right next to New York City. Pretty interesting. So I saw my buddy Glenn, you know, second Glenn that I use in bits. I was talking to him and I was like, hey, man, road trip. And he was like, where are we going? And I'm like, you know where we're going. Jamestown, New York. Now, the bad news, Glenn, is that the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival has been pushed to 2022. So no Lucille Ball Comedy Festival this summer. But in its place, the National Comedy Center, located a convenient 7-hour drive from New York City in Jamestown, New York, just 5 hours from Cleveland, the National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York, has announced a number of other summer events. From June 20th through August 7th, the center will host Summer Fun Weeks. Each Summer Fun Week focuses on a specific brand of comedy. Each week will conclude with Riverside Saturdays, which features an outdoor movie at dusk, live music, and there's a new outdoor patio, cafe, bar, and activities for the families. The executive director said, we all need laughter more now than ever. So we're thrilled to introduce Summer Fun Weeks. Let me read the schedule so Glenn can let me know which one he wants to hit. Now, week of June 26th, Glenn, it's buddy comedy. I mean, we should go. The movie Wayne's World. I mean, we're not going to top that, right? Buddy comedy, we're buddies, Wayne's World, June 26th, road trip. July 3rd, I'm not going to be able to go July 4th weekend. That's comedy in the workplace and the movie's Groundhog Day. July 10th, The Healing Power of Comedy and Sister Act. That's not us, bro. July 17th, Animation and Cartooning plus Monsters, Inc. That might be fun for the kids, but that's not us. July 24th, Slapstick Comedy plus the movie Airplane. All right, maybe. July 31st, Legends of Comedy and the Blues Brothers. That's kind of cool, but I don't know if it's 7-hour drive cool. August 7th, We Love Lucy and Desi, and they will show classic Lucy and Desi. So, Glenn, I think if we're going June 26th. It's Buddy Comedy Week, and we'll go see Wayne's World. Let me know. We can take the new car I haven't even told the listeners about yet, all right? All right, we'll do that. Man, running long today. I was going to tell you Tom Segura is selling his house. You're going to have to wait to find out how much Tom Segura is selling his house for, because that's it. That is your comedy news for today, minus Tom Segura selling his house. You're going to have to wait. You don't have Google. You can't find out without me. So you're going to have to follow this show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts to find out how much did Tom Segura sell his house for, because I'm not going to tell you today. See you tomorrow, though.